Thank you, Dominic. That umbrella wasn't actually needed, thank goodness. Track 2. Famously, the Queen adores horses, is highly knowledgeable about breeding and racing, and is an expert rider. Norfolk man Neil Graham talks about training horses for Her Majesty.
Often she would simply pop in to watch the horses out on the gallops in the morning or talk to them in their stables in the evening. And once a week the Queen would telephone Neil Graham to discuss the progress of each of her beloved racehorses. Each one had been born at Sandringham, where the West Norfolk estate is home to the Royal Stud, as well as to the Queen's beloved country house. Today, Neil lives in Erpingham, near Aylsham, with his wife Diane, and is director of racing at Chelmsford Racecourse. Back in 1988, he was training horses in the United States when he took a telephone call. I was asked by Lord Porchester, later the Earl of Carnarvon, if I would be interested in returning to England to become assistant to Major Dick Hearn, who was the Queen's trainer, with a view to succeeding him on his retirement, said Neil. Major Hearn had had an accident out hunting, which had left him paralysed and in a wheelchair. Neil took over the training licence at the Queen's Berkshire Stables, and over the next 6 months won 7 races for Her Majesty, and more major races for other owners whose horses were trained alongside the royal racehorses. The Queen has loved horses all her life, and her passion and expertise ranges from riding to breeding and training thoroughbred racehorses. Her lifetime of experience has included watching the progress of hundreds of horses, from before they were even conceived in the Sandringham Stud to the winners' enclosures of racecourses across the country. The Queen visited the yard regularly, either to see the horses on the gallops in the morning or to see the horses in their stables at evening stables, and took a great personal interest in them, said Neil. I also telephoned her weekly to update her on plans to run the horses and their general progress. She was always very interested in the horses as individuals, what their characters were like and so on. As she had known the families for generations, she would often remark that a certain family would be likely to demonstrate certain characteristics. I felt that this aspect was what really interested her, the animals as individuals. Major Hearn was able to return to the Queen's stables in 1989, and Neil went on to work as a trainer at stables in Newmarket. But he said the highlight of his career came in 1988, while training the Queen's horses, when he won the St. Leger at Doncaster with Lady Beaverbrook's horse, Minster Son, ridden by Willie Carson. To win a classic race is the pinnacle for any trainer, said Neil. He grew up in Wales and began riding as a child. By 1980, he was a pupil assistant trainer and went on to work for William Hastings Bass, later the Earl of Huntingdon, and Ian Balding, father of the television presenter Claire, before taking over at the Queen's Stables. He moved to Norfolk while working at Newmarket, and both his children, with former wife Leslie Graham, who used to present Channel 4 Racing, went to school in Norwich. He retired as a trainer in 2008 after a heart attack. I was advised by my doctors not to go back to such a stressful lifestyle, said Neil. Around 8 years ago, Neil and Diane moved to Erpingham. We love its proximity to both Norwich and the coast, its rural location, the peace and tranquility of the area, and the beautiful rolling countryside, said Neil. He and Diane have 5 grown-up children between them and 3 grandchildren, but despite owning ponies and then horses for most of his life, they have no horses at Erpingham, although Neil still works with horses every day. For 7 years, he was also chairman of the Game and Wildlife Conservation Trust in Suffolk. He's worked for Chelmsford City Racecourse since it opened in 2015 and is now director of racing. We race on about 60 days a year, which is a huge amount, and it's my job to liaise with the various racing authorities to ensure that we stage exciting competitive racing, said Neil. He also enjoys regular visits to Fakenham races, and Diane has found herself becoming increasingly knowledgeable about horses and racing. She met Neil when she was organising a charity event. I was needing some advice regarding putting on a charity race day, said Diane. I had very limited knowledge regarding racing, so we had to meet a few times before I managed to grasp the fundamentals. It was an uphill learning curve for me, but luckily he was very patient, and things just raced ahead from there for us both. Now I do seem to have rather a lot of knowledge of racing, which still surprises me. Neil still follows the fortunes of the Queen's horses. The Queen has had numerous winners at Chelmsford Racecourse, but, unfortunately, has never been in attendance to see them. So, a few quick facts to finish with. The Queen's first horse was a Shetland pony called Peggy, given to the young Princess Elizabeth when she was just 4 years old. As well as continuing to ride for pleasure into her 90s, the Queen also attended ceremonial events such as the annual Trooping of the Colour on horseback. The Royal Stud is at Sandringham, and the Queen takes a keen interest in the racehorses bred and born here in Norfolk. The Queen's racing colours are purple, gold, scarlet and black. The Royal Stud was founded in 1886 by the Queen's great-grandfather, Edward VII, when he was Prince of Wales. The Queen has had more than 500 winning horses and is one of the most successful owners and breeders of racehorses in history. The Queen also breeds Shetland ponies at Balmoral in Scotland and fell ponies at Hampton Court in London. The Queen herself narrated a 1974 documentary called The Queen's Racehorses, A Private View.